Hello.
Hi, Terrell. This is Catherine calling back from Legacy Insurance Group. How are you?
I am doing well, and I know I owe you an answer.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yes. Did you get a chance to go to the DMV?
Yeah, I want to be straight up with you. I'm not going to lie to you. So my license got canceled in Florida, and I found out about it recently when I went to the DMV to put my license over. And apparently what happened is during COVID back in November or so, I got a speeding ticket. But the speeding ticket, because I never went to court for it because I thought I could just pay it off. But the speed was at like 95 miles an hour. So it's considered, I guess, reckless driving in Virginia. So Florida wanted me to go to driving school for it. But I live in D.C. and I was in the military before this. So they sent all the information to my Florida address, which I don't frequently check. So I didn't have access to the information until recently. But right now I'm trying to get my license back just like to regular status so that I can switch it over to D.C. Like that's the hoops that I'm jumping through. And so Florida asked me to take like a driving school. And they also asked me to pay, like, some SR-23 insurance, which I think is, like, unfair because about maybe 11 months prior to that, I had gotten, like, two or three tickets in one stop with Maryland that I tried to dispute. But because all of those points happened within a year, Florida's saying that, like, I had to do this training. So I'm really trying to figure it out, but I know that my insurance is going to last soon.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask. What can I do? Should I just let it lapse? Because I'm not driving right now anyway because I can't. So should I just call you guys back when I get everything resolved to reactivate?
I mean, so if you own a vehicle, you do want to make sure that you have insurance on it. Just because, again, whatever state that it's with, that will come back with consequences. You may have to pay a $500 fine. You could also, again, have to carry that SR-22 insurance. Did they tell you that you will need to do that? Is that, do you know if that's a requirement yet, or is that just something that they had maybe threatened, or is that official?
So that was their basis for why my license was canceled. And so in order to reinstate it, they asked me to do the training, and then I have to go before the board, which I'm going down in August to go and see.
Oh, wow.
And I make the case for why that requirement should persist or not, which I think I have a compelling argument for that. And if they ask me to have it, at least my license will be back activated. And then if I have to carry that insurance, then I'll have to tell you guys about it clearly. But I still have to be able to get my license back active to transfer it to D.C.
So we currently on your policy, we have a Maryland driver's license. Is that the current one that you are using, or is your driver's license actually in Florida?
My driver's license is actually in Florida.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering.
I didn't know that the policy reflected that. I have Maryland tags, though.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. I'm not sure how we have a Maryland driver's license number in here for you then. So then just to reiterate, Terrell, so your driver's license is issued from the state of Florida and it's suspended?
It is canceled. So I don't really know what the difference is, but they have four tiers. They have suspended, revoked, and they have canceled in another category. So basically it could be reinstated, but they want me to go to driving school. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm going to do the driving school online this weekend, and I'm planning on being in Florida on August 12th. So, like 12th through the 16th. So I'm planning on going to the DMV while I'm out there or the tax collector's office to like go and see this commission board and to ask them to waive the SR-23 or 22 requirement so that I can just transfer my license to D.C. and it won't be any issue.
Yeah, right.
And I actually have another work call coming in, so is it possible for me to get you back?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll also take this into consideration and look for some other options here for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right.